Matt Rosie on the house, continuing our focus on the evolution of appliances over the last 50 years. Been some big changes.
Only Crosley gives you the beverage server. Want a cold drink? Help yourself right through the door.
A washing machine with a push-button brain that selects from 9 automatic wash cycles. Introduced by Malley's Whirlpool.
You can make your family's life much brighter. You will find your work much lighter. It's as easy as can be to live better electrically.
Man, I can remember when all electric appliances were beginning to come into Grandma's house. Because the house always smelled like natural gas. You know, it was just, that was just the odor you had in the house. You could always kind of smell walking through the house. Of course, when she started cooking something, it would dominate and overcome the natural gas or the propane smell. But, well, I wanted to finish answering Hardy's question from Tucson with the root in his septic tank. We've got to find out, Hardy, where you said you just had the tank cleaned. Boy, while it's empty and it's clean, I would sure encourage you to find out where the root is entering the tank. And we've got to cut it, remove it, and seal up wherever it is sneaking into that tank. If you would need some help or some advice on any kind of plumbing situation down there, feel free to look up the website, rosieonthehouse.com. Find our certified plumber for the area, Woods Plumbing, and see if they can guide you and advise you step by step on how to solve that. So
we're looking into this blue rock. I'd never heard of that before, so kind of interested to learn a little bit more about what that is. But generally speaking, most products you see that people encourage you to put down your septic for root killing and everything, most septic experts I have talked to tell you not to.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So they're not fans of dumping stuff down there.
Once it's in the actual septic tank, you know, I hear of them in the line a lot, but actually down
in the tank. Yeah, that could change.
Not that it's particularly cause a problem, other than the fact that if it continues to grow and wherever it has entered the tank,
as breaks it
could crack the tank is what my
concern
would be.
You don't want that.
Absolutely. All right, who else have you got there, buddy?
David in Tucson's next on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a ring. Happy to help you, just like David.
Yep. I'm here.
Okay,
yes, sir.
David.
Okay. Well, about 5 years ago, we put a new train heat pump on the roof. And a couple months ago, my wife decided to have the ducts cleaned.
Okay.
They came out, they blocked off all of them and just put a big vacuum cleaner on one.
Okay.
And then they'd suck, and then they'd change the ones that were blocked off. They didn't brush it or anything. But either way, when they were done, it started blowing sand and dirt out of the ducts. So they came back and did it again a couple weeks later, and then still blew some dirt. Now it's not bad anymore. But it seems like maybe the fan is out of balance because at that time it started going kind of whirr. If you stand right under the unit, if you're out by ducts and let's say the living room, you don't really hear that. But when you're standing under it, you hear a funny whirr. I don't know what would do that.
Yeah. Well, David, did they clean the air handling cabinet or just the ducts?
No, they just cleaned the ducts, to my understanding.
Okay. Dust, a layer of dust, can act as a sound acoustic insulator. And sometimes just getting that broke loose and cleaned out will actually transmit more noise than you're accustomed to throughout the whole unit. The other thing that can happen very often is I would recommend not cleaning your ducts if you don't also clean the coil and the blower fan inside the air conditioning unit itself. So we recommend air duct cleaning by certified air conditioning contractors only, because you don't want somebody that's not an air conditioning contractor taking your air handling cabinet apart and accessing your coil. The ducts being clean doesn't really clean your whole system. You still have a dirty A coil. You still have a dirty blower fan motor blade.
Maybe very dirty, you know.
Yeah, it could be very dirty.
Stuff could have broken loose and fallen to one side.
That's exactly right. It's like a wheel out of balance. Once you knock one of those chunks of dirt off, it's very well could be. So I'd rethink my duct cleaning plan and see maybe if I'd call the folks at Intelligent Design in Tucson and see if they couldn't come out and verify the unit's okay, or if you have a relationship with an air conditioning contractor who's been maintaining it in the past, bounce it off them and see if they can't come out and actually clean the air handling unit itself. Duct cleaning very often is being done by people that send the coupons out in the mail. It's $200 to $400. They encourage you to do it as many times as twice a year. Here's the right way to do duct cleaning. You need to clean the air handling equipment, you need to clean the coil, you need to clean the ducts, and you need to use a good air filter and replace it regularly. That's probably going to cost you about $500 or $600, but it doesn't need to be done for another 7 or 8 years, okay? So I have a little bit of heartburn with a lot of duct cleaning companies, and that's the reason why. They're not really giving you clean air because the equipment's still dirty.
And when you were talking about contractor, to take the cabinet apart, you need to be technically a licensed contractor.
You really want an air conditioning contractor to do that.
A lot of this stuff, the people that just go sweep the inside of the ducts, I mean, they're not. You don't need a license for that. Right. So they, not the best way to go.
Hey, we're on the topic of appliances, and we were talking a little bit earlier about what brand gets the least number of service orders. Okay, well, you know, today's appliances, with their many features that just weren't available to past generations, like my grandmother's oven had one temperature knob, one clock, and a nightlight, and that was it. That was all it was on. It was so big and so heavy. I grew up through the Cold War. Granny used to say, look, kids, when you hear the community air raid siren go off, just grab the cat and jump in the oven. You'll be okay.
Jump in the oven. Yeah, if it's not on.
Yeah, when it's not on, it was just that big. I mean, the door to her oven weighed about 40 pounds. So how do you balance the bells and the whistles with the anticipated cost of maintenance and longevity? Frost Appliance Repair Technician Chad had this to say about that.
Most appliances today, everybody's looking for a certain type of look and certain features. Well, of course, every time you add a feature, you're just adding a problem. And now with the cost of appliances, I mean, you can go buy an appliance and say it's $1,000 for a particular product, and the average life is going to be probably 4 to 6 years before you have a major repair done. And usually the repair cost is going to be about half the cost of the appliance. You're almost better off to stay as simple as you can get and maybe get an extra 5 to 10 more years out of a certain product.
As spoken by an appliance repairman,
appliance salesman.
Salesman. Just things to think about. I mean, I know there are features in, I've got a 25-year-old oven that it's on its last leg. I mean, I've nursed that thing along and nursed that thing. The only reason I nurse it along, it's a 25-year-old Thermador double oven, is because it has a vent to the outside. So when I'm cooking inside through the summer, I can turn an exhaust fan on, and it takes the heat outside. Well, now they insulate the oven so well, you don't need to do that. But it's just my little...
You like it.
It's just my ornery stubbornness. I like to suck the heat of the oven outside the house. And so, but it's really is on its last leg.
Yeah, I like... I liked my old truck that didn't ding when you left the key in the ignition or when you opened the door or, you know. I like those old simple things, too. Yeah. Michael and Cochise down south. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. I have a home in Tucson, which has had the utilities off for a while, and they want me to do a pressure test on the gas line. I was wondering, can I just, there's a sediment pipe coming down with just a cap on it that's really accessible versus what the diagram showing is pull the valve off and hook into where the gas valve is, just on the upside of the gas valve with a pressure testing device. Is that acceptable to go in through the sediment bowls?
Wait, when you say they want you to test it, who is they?
The city of Tucson, building inspection.
Prior to getting all the utilities turned back on, you're getting ready to reoccupy the house? Yeah.
It has been off. The utilities have been off for over 6 months. So
yeah.
To get them turned back on, the city says have an inspection done on it again.
Yeah, they are. And they're going to want you to disconnect the appliances, cap the line, and put a pressure test valve right where the meter is at the front of the house or the back of the house. The city of Tucson is going to have a very specific way they're going to want you to do that. I would check with them to get the actual details.
I would call it. I'm surprised that's not something that the gas provider doesn't do.
If it's a propane, but if it's a natural gas provided, then you have to do it according to whatever city of Tucson requires. Hey, we're talking to him down in Cochise, beautiful part of Arizona. We've taken calls from the southern part of the state. If you haven't been to southern Arizona recently, it might be a great opportunity for you to take advantage of the Rosie on the House staycation. You register for it by going to rosieonthehouse.com. Other places, we just recently got a letter back from Tracy. She says, we had a great time. It was a nice break. It was a bit cold at the Grand Canyon. It snowed from time to time, but it was beautiful and fun because her daughter had not seen the canyon before. The hotel was nice. The Ford Fusion was great. I hated to drop it back off at Sanderson Ford. My family and I would like to thank you and everyone at Rosie on the House for the nice trip. We'll continue to watch and learn from the show. Thanks again. Sincerely, Tracy. Just one testimony. We give this staycation prize out every single month. You have to go to Rosie on the House. It's the only place you can get it. Sanderson Ford in Glendale, Arizona allows you to walk their demo lot, and any car, any Ford car or Lincoln that you want to take for a 3 or 4 day vacation, they give you the keys. We fill it up full of gas. Jennifer gives you a travel car to pay for your lodging. You tell us where you want to go. You tell us when you want to go. There are no blackout dates. It's your Arizona vacation, just like Tracy and her daughter wanted to go see the Grand Canyon. We've got some great lodging facilities that are participating in the plan. The Best Western Plus Inn of Sedona is an absolute excellent facility in Sedona. It is the Best Western Plus. It's a great hot breakfast. The views are beautiful from the room. It's built up on a hilltop. The Inn of Sedona offers great money-saving packages with the best tour companies and attractions in the Verde Valley. You can call them direct at 928-282-3072 or toll-free 800-292-6344, as well as now Soretta Candy Company is going to start putting a box of Soretta candies in each Ford that they pick up. How about that? And then we've got the John Reardon House that actually is up in Jerome, an old historic home that is now a bed and breakfast, is also now a participating lodging facility through Rosie on the House. So no matter where you want to go, we can set you up in a great opportunity.